You ready? Kirsten? Are you ready, Kirsten? So, welcome this Tuesday Live with Linda November in our first hour. And I would like to have a thought with the heart talk. Come into this amazing physical being that is a container for our soul. And with just check out your direction today. Find out if possibly today would be a day you might like to go in the other way. And remember, wow, just the smile, the effects of the smile on activating the serotonin. And remember the effects of gently moving the tissue, how that activates the oxytocin, that trust hormone, this trust in our own bodies. And really pay attention to the quality of your breath, breathing from like out, expanding all four sides of you. And feel it all the way, as though you can feel it all the way down. Down, down. What's the heart where you can expand this feeling and activate that beautiful muscle diaphragm? Drawings, those beautiful drawings we had of the long way down, up, low the ribs and up to the almost the top of our shoulders. And smile at that part of you and send thanks. And let's send thanks to every cell in our body and imagine communication throughout this entire collection of 100 trillion cells, approximately. And to any part of your body where you may be feeling discomfort or pain or lack of connection, just fill that with light. Fill that whole area with light and gratitude. So welcome all of you who've joined us in the last couple of minutes. I want to begin by sharing with you a continuation of what I've been discovering since I shared with you last week what's going on in my body. And I cannot get over the feeling of gratitude that I am dealing with so much in my body and that I have this amazing help that I have from various friends who are healthcare providers and doctors. And oh my gosh, I just, this Epstein-Barr virus that I'm dealing with, I give thanks for that. I give thanks for this unfriendly bacteria in my GI tract that is said to be arthritic causing. And the what's really interesting is this little finger. Some of you may remember that I told you that I had pain in this little finger, and I would wake up with it. Or sometimes, like in the night, I'll wake up and I'll feel it, and I'll actually, and when I say I feel it, it'll start to be painful. And then I can touch it. And sometimes I can touch this, and I encourage you to find areas of your body that sometimes have pain. And like right now, I can touch it with all the pressure that is possible to put on it. No pain whatsoever. But 3 days ago, it got really hot and swollen. And really, I couldn't touch it with more than a one pressure with the spiral circles without it being really hot. And I mean, it was really painful and it was hot. And I thought, oh, interesting. Wow. And so I just did, not more than maybe 15 circles, maybe, possibly. And did the whole finger and just gave it thanks. And then I could gently close it like this. And then I thought, wow, what's going on? Like, what is the significance of this particular joint? And when I looked on the chart of the hands, the word is rheumatism. And I thought, how fascinating is that? Because that is what my naturopathic doctor had said is being caused by the bacteria in my, the unfriendly bacteria in my GI tract. So interesting. Now, the reason I find it so fascinating is that we're all dealing with certain things. And I've been, wow, so blessed in my life to have a body that was like at 83, really amazing. And yet I had these other things that were going on, like this incredible fatigue that would sometimes hit me. And my blessing with this is that I get to work on myself with this consciousness, with all the help that we have from my integrative doctors who are friends, and anti-aging doc, who is a great friend, who really set me on the path to doing so many different tests that normally aren't done. And it's led me to finding all these things that I can work with on my body. And I realized about, and I'm interested to know if any of you have discovered this, I can't believe that I fell into it. I was completely addicted to watching every nuance that was going on in the political situation. And about, I think, 5 days ago, I suddenly realized, am I kidding myself? I mean, I am taking on all of that anger, aggression, disharmony, and the pain that I was feeling, knowing what's happening when we don't get help for our people. And of course, it's going on in the entire world. And I realized, I mean, how many years have I been? We have to be so careful that when we put negative or difficult information into our body, when we speak to our bodies in a negative way, that it affects our immune system negatively. The same goes if we're feeding all of this information into it and having all this, oh my gosh, these poor people. So I quit cold turkey. And actually, I have to show you this. You won't believe it. That's the little TV that I was watching, you know, like crazy, CNN and MSNBC, like switching back and forth. Look at this. Can you see my... There's my television and those orange scarves over there. That is clothing over it. And boy, sometimes it's been a couple of times I've really been tempted. And what it's done for me, it's given me a time of just being quiet and not filling up with all this stuff that's going on and sending prayers. And when I quit cold turkey, and one of the things that made me do it was a political situation that when it was suggested, when a woman was nominated for our Federal Reserve, that had she gotten in, we wouldn't have had any help for our people. And she would have blocked it. And I just started praying. And it must have been a lot of people praying, because it was stopped. And we do have, it's not going to happen. And so I've just, you know, spent more time in prayer and none of that. And but also I'm telling you all this because the gratitude that I have for having this naturopathic and homeopathic help and integrative medicine help is just really put me in a much even deeper sense of appreciation. And there are moments like yesterday when fatigue really hits me, and then I go and lie down and it passes. So it's fascinating. And I learned something yesterday that I just cannot believe I didn't know. And I'm really interested to know how many of you know this, or maybe I should say don't know it, because perhaps I'm alone. But I've been having this bladder infection for at least 4 years that I've been dealing with it. And I keep it at bay with D-mannose. And I think it's a derivative of cranberry. And it keeps it at bay. But sometimes, and it's only happened a few times, I just have this terrible feeling that there's a pressure, like my whole vaginal area is falling. Well, I had no idea that that's exactly what can happen, and that you can have it's a prolapse of either the uterus and bladder, or one or the other. And how did I go through life not knowing this? And within yesterday, I spoke with four different friends who had four different solutions for this, which is really interesting. And it's something that every person, we all get older and it can happen. It can be helped with estrogen levels, depending upon whether it's a level 1, 2, 3, or 4. And that can be checked. And that's what I'm going to have next week, is find out what level. I suspect I'm at a 1, because it happens only, you know, every few months for maybe 3 or 4 hours. So I just like to show of hands, how many of you know that with the bladder infections, that you can actually have a prolapse of the bladder or uterus? Can you just your hand up if you what?
I think you froze it. Did everybody
where
did
I
question?
You where did I
question?
To show of hands, how many of you know that it's apparently so uncommon to have a prolapse of the uterus and or bladder? You all knew this. How could I go through life? I've been to multiple doctors, gynecologists, healthcare providers, and nobody mentioned this. And they're really good. But isn't it interesting that it never came up as an issue? And
I just learned about it just yesterday, actually.
Who's speaking?
This is Chris Haggard.
Oh, Chris, hi. So you just learned, isn't this interesting? You just learned about it yesterday.
Yeah, I'm 50, so I'm learning about many things right now that I don't know why are not more well known. So I'm a little bit in the same boat. Why don't we know these things more? Why don't we talk about it? Why don't more doctors know?
Why don't more doctors know about it? Linda.
My mother had a dropped bladder and had to have surgery on it. This is probably 30 years ago. But she was probably in her 80s.
Yeah. And
that's the only reason I know. I don't know anyone else who's ever had it.
Okay.
And but it was very, very simple surgery, no big deal for her.
Oh, that's interesting, because there's lots of choices.
She'd had 6 kids and a couple miscarriages, so things were kind of loose down there.
Apparently it's not uncommon.
Yeah.
This is the thing.
And you know, Linda, what is good, if ever you have to do such a surgery, what you can do afterwards is so important. The surgery is, let's say, 50%, and you can make the other 50% to be 100%. I mean, with all the pelvic, gymnastic.
Right.
I'm working for a gynecologist company. So it's really, if you want to know more, just tell me. It is my theme. And actually, it was also my theme. Not that I had a prolapse, but that the problems like Chris now is probably going into a little bit because of menopause. And there is a lot of information now on, because they didn't really make the good information in the past. So if ever, I think we are in a good situation today to go on with these situations, with these problems, which can be less when they are, known by the doctor and the solutions. They are really, there are many solutions. Without hormones also.
Absolutely. And there are many solutions. I just want to, what came to me first is that my friend who's, I think she's 10 years younger than I, and she's been very active. I'll come to those of you who I know have things to add to this, but I just want to show you the process I went through. So, and she had called a processemy passeri. It's like a basket that was placed in to keep it from dropping. And now what she discovered, and I don't know, you see, it may be that improved it enough, but now she just takes CBD oil every day and it's controlling it. Eleanor has Silverstein, we just talked about this yesterday. She learned a process from that you can actually go in and manipulate and encourage the tendons to shift. There's also the possibility of putting a stent in. And maybe, I couldn't understand. I forgot to write down what she said. So, because apparently the walls of something or other gets thickened and you can put a stent in it. Is that possible, Valentina? Is that true? It was really interesting. And of course, what they do sometimes, what they originally many years ago did, was sew up the vulva, which is a process done with cows to probably where it came from. But there are so many different possibilities. And so I've just gone through really interesting. I just kind of kept talking and I wanted to show you sort of where I'm at is this. Marianne, you...
Yona had one more question. If you could say again what medication you are using for the infection.
For the infection, it's D-mannose. D, the letter D. Can you write it in, please? Here. You know how to spell it, right, Kirsten?
The Sage put did it already, chat. So I just didn't know if that was it or not.
Yeah, and the thing that's interesting is that one of our close friends, who's a naturopathic doctor, has me, and I'm following this, taking for 2 weeks, I'm taking, she's found real success with this, with 5 teaspoons of D-mannose, and I've got these big buckets of it, in water for 2 weeks, and then you take it another 2 weeks, a little less, a little less. She says what it does is make the area slipperier, that will not allow bacteria to be contained. But that doesn't say anything for the prolapse, which is interesting. Marianne.
So one of the things, Linda, when you mentioned this last week, I discovered this probably 25 years ago, more from the side of fertility, that prolapsed uterus many times impacts fertility. And so there's a woman out there that's a naturopath that's worked in, I think, Belize. It's somewhere with the Mayan culture. And she learned techniques from a Mayan healer. And it's called Arvigo, A-R-V-I-G-O. And it's a method of massaging the area. And then she has, there's also techniques where you wrap a belt that kind of holds, like cradles the area. But it's extremely successful on the side of fertility, which I'm imagining it's probably successful on this side as well, on the opposite end. But it, they actually can turn the uterus and deal with prolapsed uterus. So I don't know if there's anybody in your area that does that. But it's a very specific technique geared toward prolapsed uterus.
Oh, that's what Eleanor was talking about, but not for fertility. Valentina, yeah. Wait, you're still muted, Valentina.
I think the one that interferes with gestation and fertility is called a retroverted uterus, which is a tilt, or the two broad ligaments that hold the uterus in place centered will torque so that the uterus folds a little, whereas the prolapse is actually a dropping down, partly from straining to pee, is part of what, like when you have a bladder infection and you feel like you have to pee every 2 minutes and you bear down, but you only produce a few drops. That's more what's behind the prolapse, is a stretching of the ligaments.
Yeah. Well, the reason I wanted to talk about this is that, I mean, there are certainly numerous of us here who didn't know about this, and to know about all the different possibilities, it's really, I think, worthwhile. I don't understand why, you know, how can we be more educated in this area?
Not to be political, but there's not a lot of money for pharmaceutical companies in dealing with this problem.
Sorry. Yeah, I wasn't thinking the pharmaceuticals. I was thinking in terms of women's health, and actually we don't really have that, do we? Outside of the reason that, Teresa, you have it is because of the company, the pharmaceutical company.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It is interesting that one point I believe it's very interesting is that there are more and more female gynecologists. And this, I believe, has to do a little bit with education, as we do also have the, what you call the sterile. Instead of the anti-baby pill, we do have to insert the insert. Yeah. So when you talk to a gynecologist, he just put them and they say, you know, it hurts, but they are well fixed. But you have to know that it really hurts. So if you can put something which is really perfect, 5 years to leave it, and it doesn't hurt, it is important. So a woman gynecologist knows if she has got the sterile, what do you say, the insert. And it does, I would say there is the difference now, what I see now. I'm working for 2 years for this company, before I was in another one. So they are sensibilization of education from woman to woman. And this this is coming now.
Oh my God.
You know, nothing against, I had a man gynecologist, perfect. There's nothing against them. I'm not a feminist. I would like to work together with men. So this is just a way how we can improve this education.
Yep. So I can't see very well. I can't see your face very well.
Me, it's Heimke. Sorry.
Heimke.
I haven't changed the name from my other job. Sorry.
Well, I thought it was you, but I can't see you. I couldn't see you very well.
I have heard, it's a long time ago, I have had a really good gynecologist when I've been pregnant the first time. And he told me about it. So it's now 22 years ago, because I wasn't a young mom. So he told me after the pregnancy, and then after the second pregnancy, I need to take care and just have a look if I have a feeling about something like this, and then let him know. So I was lucky.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I just wanted to bring up this subject because it falls in the area of self-care. And, you know, how can we, what's really interesting to me that we have to deal with for those of us who want natural substances. I just heard my naturopathic doctor called me yesterday to say that the company that she's been dealing with for years that has natural substance to activate the thyroid has been shut down by the FDA, but Costco is selling one for prescription, a natural one. So I'm going to pick it up today. And that, you know, it's one of the things that we're dealing with in the United States is more and more attempts to shut down all of the natural
Linda
substances. Yeah, Linda.
I got an email yesterday from a friend of mine who's a naturopathic doctor, and he sent a petition out, which I'll send it back to you. They are now trying to shut down all homeopathic remedies.
Yep.
So now we need to keep things, you know, everything will just be unavailable.
Could you put it in the chat? Because we've stopped this before. I mean, I don't know how many of you remember it. What, 15 years or so ago, we went through this huge fight over that. They were going to shut everything down and they didn't manage. But it's really, really dangerous.
No, they said it's bad. So yeah, I sent an email to about 50 people yesterday. And so I'll see if I can find the link and post it for you guys.
Who's speaking? I can't tell.
Linda.
Linda, okay. Oh, okay, good. Linda Clare, I couldn't see. Yeah, great. Well, so in terms of our self-care, who has an experience that you've had in this since last week, or those of you who weren't here last week, in using T-Touch for yourself? Would like to share. Yona, do I see your hand? Did I see you? Yes?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
I'm really finding this conversation fascinating because I'm also been dealing with some symptoms that I feel like are maybe a slight bladder infection. So I'm trying to try some different things. But I've been getting a lot of headaches. And so I've been actually going inside my mouth into my jaw very carefully, just holding very gently, but also doing the circles. Really, really inside, taking the second or the third fingers. You have to make sure your hands are clean, obviously, but really just going around inside and also coming back out and just really gently working this whole area. Also doing ear pulls very gently, but really inside and spending a long time, almost like a meditation. And that has been alleviating things temporarily, but I've been having a lot of headaches, more on the left side. So,
but that's but this been, is that's really fascinating, isn't it? Mm-hmm. If you think about, because think of the connection of the jaw to the pelvis.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And one of the things that interests me, and that's why I'm so grateful for having all these different issues to deal with. You see, I have this list that once I get it together, I will share with you of all the different things that I'm taking for my different challenges and that I have in the body. And what I'm thinking, like, what's the cause of headaches? I mean, this is where I think it's really behooves us to have a check on the bacteria that's in our GI tract. And it's a really like a diagnostic labs has a very, you get a, it's a 3-day fecal check that you do. It's only $200, which is certainly reasonable to find out about. And of course you have to have a naturopathic or home, holistic doctor to check it. But that, if I hadn't done that, I would not, I couldn't understand what was happening. And so much of I was having my whole belly was like bloated, like I was 7 months pregnant. Interesting. And these, working with T-Touch, it can really help us in so many ways. And yet there are things that we need to check in our bodies. Certain blood tests, like if I hadn't done my thyroid or the Epstein-Barr panel to check it, and it's apparently not easy. I was discussing this at length with Pam Beetz, and she is suspecting Epstein-Barr, but can't get a diagnosis. And Pam, I've got to share the panel of tests that how, Dr. Lambert discovered that I have that. So I want to find out what they, you should find out what they ran on you. So these are just discussions that I think maybe we're not, maybe, what a funny thing to say. I am certain that we are, our immune systems are under so much stress now because of what's happening in the world. It affects us all, the entire world, is it? And how do we change that and turn that around? First of all, how do we deal with the fear that if you know anything, it's fearful because we don't know what's going to happen. And we know that we can affect that and override it with gratitude. And I'm certain that this is why I've made such a huge turnaround. I mean, a week ago, like 7 days ago, on a 1 to 10 level, my energy level going up and down our 13 stairs was at a 2. I mean, a 5 is okay. And it went from a 2 when I realized, oh my God, how blessed I am. And I realized that this, all this stuff I'm taking is working and my head is clear. Because for many months, it was such a, I don't know how many of the rest of you have really felt brain fog, but I couldn't deal with anything. I just couldn't deal. And now my head is clear and I am so excited. Now, part of my body, sometimes during the day, it says, Ben, you better lie down, girl, and stop pushing. Because I've been fighting to stay awake for many, many hours during the last month. And that I don't have that now. So I just want to share this because this, we have to learn how to help ourselves. And we also, for me, it's recognizing the gift of COVID. That doesn't mean at all that I don't acknowledge the pain that is bringing so many people. But recognizing the gift that is to our potential, our possibility of having all this time to go inside and find out what's really important in our lives. And I know that I had that second fall after the escalator situation like a year ago. That was to say, Linda, you're not supposed to be traveling like this. And then a couple of months ago when I splatted again, it's, Linda, you're not listening. This is about like shifting, slowing down, finding out where the focus, what's the most important thing I can do right now. And I really want us to feel that and think about it. And I'd love to know if any of you are getting that, if this time, and it's really tempting to, you know, busy ourselves all the time, but it's about going inside. And for me, it's going inside and acknowledging and looking at every one of you. We're all miracles, looking at this miracle. And that's that, you know, amazing creative energy in every cell in our body. It's just like stunningly wonderful. And that's part, we never would have slowed down like this without this virus. And until we get it, we're gonna be here with us.
So Liz has her hand up, and then Teresa.
Liz. Hi.
Hi. Hello, everybody. Two things that you said. You said about going inside. How, with my reflexology hat, you said two things that really struck me, and I wanted to say them last week, but I'd already waffled, so I didn't want to interfere. But in reflexology, many of you may already know, your hand represents the whole of your body. In reflexology, you said a second ago that you've been listening a lot, and you also said about your heart hurting. So with reflexology, the two outer fingers represent your ears more. The two inner fingers are your eyes, because everything's in your head, but you're probably aware of that. But that was interesting. And also in Chinese medicine, the heart meridian sort of comes round and down, and you can dispel the energy. And you may well be aware of that too. But they were just two very interesting points that jumped out to me when you were talking. And it was all about your baby finger. And I wanted to say it last week. And then I thought, well, hang on. You said about listening and your heart being tight. And isn't that interesting?
No, no. Yeah, I didn't say my heart is tight. My heart is hurting. My heart is for all the people.
Yes. But isn't it interesting that all the fingers you could have, and the energy builds up, potentially. Right. Who knows? It's just throw it out there and hear what you all got to say. So,
well, and thank you, Liz. And one of the things I'd like to say about that, for me, when I think about releasing energy in the old way of throwing it away, when I realize that energy is every thought, every emotion, every feeling, every belief that I have, I want to release that consciously to transmute it to light, not to get rid of bad energy and put it out into the universe. It's interesting. It's another.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And it's really interesting. Sorry? Yeah.
So can you expand on that? Because that's such a lovely thought.
Right. Because this whole thing, you know, get rid of it, was always like bad energy.
Yeah.
But less acknowledging what is energy. And I love the description of energy by Greg Braden in his book, The Spontaneous Healing of Beliefs, is that every thought we have, every feeling, every emotion, every belief is energy. And so if I just kind of get rid of it, I'm not really listening. Okay, so like with this so-called, I call them unfriendly bacteria in my GI tract, I don't want to just get rid of them. I want to transmute them consciously to light. It's not useful for me. I don't know what, you know, everything has its use, but it's not useful in me. And so I can use these, I forget which, I have to look to see which thing. I think for that, I might be taking the Barbera. It's an herb. And one of the things I'm trying to track down, instead of putting it in a capsule, and I take it out and put it in water because I want the so-called bad taste, because I want to feel it more. I want to get the real substance and brew it and drink it and really live with it. Because if we can connect with these beings, these bacteria, because, oh my God, the intelligence in bacteria, this is in our bodies. And there are more bacteria in our bodies than cells, is one of the things I've recently read. So I just want us to think about this. And it's so interesting that that has to do with the heart, eh? The little finger. So I want to acknowledge that and send love back to it rather than getting rid of it. It's just another possibility. Liz.
Well, I love that idea. Thank you. It makes such sense. Thank you. Talk me off. Thank you.
And listen, Liz, I love to hear from you always. Just because you said something else last week, don't hold back.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Did I see another, Sage, did you have something? Are you still with us? I know you could only be here a short time. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you have something to add? Did I see?
You know, I can always add something.
Well, I thought you were writing something in the chat, and I would love that we would all share, actually, to the group.
What I said in the chat was I was talking about Louise Hay with headaches and integrity, that it can be being out of integrity. And for me personally, when I get a headache, I usually have to cry. Like it can be about holding in tears rather than being willing to release them. The other thing that was coming up was I was thinking about the Native American medicine wheel as a resource of finding balance with earth, air, fire, water, and that the organs, as you were talking about your uterus, that all of the organs in the body are the element of fire, and what balances fire is water. And also that earth, that medicine of sitting still, being willing to sit still. Air is all of the spaces between the organs and the space in the lungs. The water is all the fluids that move through our bodies. And earth is the bones. And so if we have something that's out of balance, how can we bring it more into balance? So for example, let's say we have a bone that's hurting. That can be related to the ancestors, you know, and it can be something like, well, my mother had this, so therefore I'm going to have this, you know, if we've got the mother has arthritis or the grandmother, and so I'm going to take that on as ancestral. Anyway, I was thinking about the balance of the earth, air, fire, water, and the Native American medicine wheel.
Yeah, and that's so important. And one of the things, of course, there's such cultural and natural tendency. If a parent had something, we would have it. I've heard it so many times over the years. And my father died of a heart attack at 55, and anything that would upset Kim, who's now crossed the Rainbow Bridge like way too early, she would think it was her heart. And that's where I think it's so important to know more, like to follow Bruce Lipton. I mean, it's thanks to him that we know that we can actually change our DNA, that we don't have to take that on, because some of that stuff, theoretically, it's always been believed that, oh yeah, well, not, you know, you're going to inherit this, which Roland reminds me, did anybody see that two nights ago, that program on the latest thinking of Alzheimer's? Drat, Pam, can you tell us what was that? Because that was a really breakthrough, wasn't it? And
I'm sorry, go ahead. For me, it was, because I saw it on PBS, if we're talking about the same show, it was a study about people who were aging, and most of them were in their 80s to 100s, 90s to right. 100s that they were following. And it was fascinating, because some people didn't have memory issues like 10 years after the study started, some did. All of them donated their brains to the study to be studied. Some of the people who did not have any memory issues had all the telomeres and tangles in their brains, but they had no problems with balance, memory, activities, nothing. Some people who had all the symptoms of dementia or Alzheimer's had none of that in their brains. And so what research is showing right now, there seems to be another, I forget what they called it, it's another little something in your brain that may indicate dementia, but they don't know for sure. But it was the idea that what we thought, we don't know.
Yeah, it's amazing. It was an amazing study. I mean, totally new information.
Yeah.
So great.
Sorry, did I just go off and explain it? I feel like Sage, yes, I always have something to say.
No, thank you. No, that was really helpful. I'm just thinking, you know, what I'm thinking about is that this possibility of sharing this information, because again, it's, you know, you can start feeling, you can start losing your memory or losing your balance. And this is why I think this is really important to share. Last November, I went to Tyler, Texas to have a session with an anti-aging doctor, Dr. David Fletcher. And because I had been losing my balance, I mean, last like September, I couldn't put my underpants on. Some of you have heard this, I'm sure, but you know, we hear a lot of stuff. Or I had to lean on the bed to put on underpants or any slacks. And when I would get up in the night, I'd have to spread my feet, not under my hips, but wider, in order to make sure I didn't lose my balance. And so I, our plant-based doctor gave me that, I forget what it's called. It's something about the crystal little things in your ear. I did that exercise and that helped, that absolutely stopped my dizziness when I got up, but I still didn't have balance. And so I went to Dr. Fletcher, who's 2 years older than I am. He only takes friends, and he used to bring his horse to me in Texas and New Mexico. He'd drive his horse 1,000 miles to come to my week-long trainings in New Mexico. And so he did a 4-hour study of me, and he did blood tests that he said normally aren't done because they're too expensive and people don't want to spend the money and they don't know, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he gave me this 4-hour total examination plus all these blood tests. And I came home and I did the part of the exam that was to test my balance. And some of you remember this, like part of it was to stand with my ankles touching and my hands out in front of me and with my eyes closed. And I'm telling you, he had me do this in a doorway so I wouldn't lose my balance. And I couldn't stand for 2 seconds with my eyes open, with my ankles touching. And then you put one foot ahead of the other and stand like that, same thing. So I came home and I practiced for a month. And today, like, I'm so excited. I can stand on one foot, put my legs in, lift my legs high, because for a while I couldn't lift it high enough. Now, I don't know why, because I'm not stiff, but oh well, I guess it's my back. I had some limitation in my back. So, but now, like, I can look at, in a year, I'm better than I was. Now, my dear husband said, Linda, you've got all this stuff going on because you're 83. And if I had believed that and not gone ahead and done all this testing and did the candida parasite thing check and the urine, what did I do the urine for? I have to write this all down because I can't remember that one test, but heavy metals. Listen, you all, I'm loaded with lead. Now, 4 years ago when I had this test, I was clean and I had no lead. And I'd been working, that was our doctor, who's now retired. And so it's worth knowing this. With that, I've got to get rid of that lead. And that's really interesting. I'm doing it right now with vitamin C, but I know there's another, I know there are more ways than that. So I'm continuing to check this out. Now, the reason I'm telling you all this, because of the lockdown, because of the stress, we need to find ways of sharing. How can we best care for ourselves? Mentally, physically, emotionally. So I am so grateful for all this stuff. And I will continue to share with it. And I would really like to know now if anyone has any thoughts. Otherwise, I'd like to find one, just one T-Touch use or one thought about this before we take our 10-minute break. Jewel, I see you. I see you. Hi.
Okay. Hi. Let me unmute. I've done that. Two things. One, I've found that the older I get, the more, if I get any kind of symptom, like a headache starts or whatever, I make sure that I'm drinking enough water. That's the first thing I do now. Finally, it's taken me all this time, is to make sure I'm well hydrated. Secondly, I've been having, I don't know whether it's sciatica or what, but I was having a really bad tightness behind my knee, and my bad knee. And I had the nerve pain radiating down that feels like sciatica. But the tightness didn't really feel like it. And I had tried some things that I've tried for that before. But what I've been doing for the last 2 weeks that has helped my knees, it's helped anywhere that hurts, is zigzags. I mean, how simple is that?
Wow.
I can, especially if that the real, and it's like I can't even straighten my knee out, and I'll just reach down and do, I'll start usually doing zigzags and go down my leg and then just do them with one or two fingers right behind that knee, and I can feel it loosen up.
That's incredible.
I know. And I'll do them over top of my knees now too. That's really all I'm doing to my knees. And they just feel great.
So I want to show you on a dog what she's talking about, where this came from. And then you have to show us.
Oh, yeah.
Like on yourself. But just so you get where it comes from first, because this is brilliant. Never would have crossed my mind, because on my back, I hate zigzags. You know, I can't, it's not my thing, but here.
Yeah, it was one of those, my body wants my hands to do this.
Yeah.
And I tried
it. Intuitive knowing.
And I had gotten to where I could barely walk over a couple from the tightness and the pain. And within 2 days, it was completely gone. And now I only did it two or three times a day.
Incredible.
Where did it come from?
Well, this is little zigzag. It's just like that we do it. This is how it started. It started on horses, and on a horse, you start about that, just above the, on a horse, the bladder meridian, and coming down a little lower, but it's like that. And I do it very precisely. Some of you have learned it. Because I pay attention to the angle. I really want that 45 degree angle. Why do I do that? Because I want to stay present when I do it. It's not a cat. It's not a kind of no. Feel yourself. No? And you can do it very lightly on a dog. Apparently, it's not. It's like I don't do it because I would rather do a troika on a dog.
Mm-hmm.
But now. Show us on your, are you doing it?
Well, I've been mostly using it on my legs, but, and I tend to move my fingers out pretty, I got big legs. So I tend to move my, if you can see.
Yeah, yeah. Open and close.
Yep. open and close.
Is that what you do?
Look. And I try to think very, very purposefully about where I'm going next. And I tend to do it pretty slow.
That's beautiful.
And it just, it's I was kind of surprised when it worked, but I had tried just about everything else I could think of. And I said, okay, let's, this is what wants to happen.
So you started it on the back of your, leg?
Yep. Right at the bottom of my buttocks, or even sometimes in my buttocks.
Ah, okay. And are you going up and down or sideways?
I'm going sideways on my leg.
Yeah.
Front to back, but I'm working my way down my leg.
Okay. Wait. Say that again. I didn't get it.
Okay. I'm working front to back, opening my opening and closing my hand as I go front to back.
Okay. On your leg.
On my leg.
But and on your buttock?
I start about level there. So I'm coming in right at the crotch crease where my thumb would probably rest.
Wait, I'm confused. At the top of your leg or where?
Let me see if you can see this part. Nope. Well, let me turn this down a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll start. There's where my butt ends. And I'll start usually right about there. But I'll come all the way forward. You can see a little bit.
Yes, we can see.
Around. And I'm doing that all the way down my leg. But when I can work just on behind my knee as well. That's usually where I'll start if that really hurts. And it's been great. And as I said, I'm doing it just over the top of my knee too, working from side to side, working from, let me see if I can show you. Can you see? Yeah.
More light,
but I'll usually start up here and go down. And just come back and forth over my knee like that. Sort of an extension of the tarantulas that I was ending the other work from.
No, just one second. Darn it, someone's going to have to remind me how I stabilize it so we can only see you. Because what I'm seeing, Jewel. Is what I am seeing when you're doing this is the consciousness that you are using, the connection that you're making with your body. I get the feeling this is you're honoring this
It's a very loving thing for me to do that, it feels like.
And it's clear, I can see it. And that's very different than just doing it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's connecting, it's communicating in such a beautiful way. Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
Charlotte, can you come on and talk about this lead? Because I know that I'm just getting started with this lead detox. And I need a psychic to find out where it's coming from.
That's what I was going to say, Linda. I've also tested positive for pretty heavy levels of heavy metal, but I knew exactly where it was coming from and I got rid of it. And that's, you know, you really need to find out where it's coming from too.
Yeah, that's the first thing we have to do, because I mean, I've done, you know, 2 rounds of chelation over the last 15 years. Because I had other stuff from the VOG.
Check your water, Linda, because in the city of Chicago, we were just notified last year that we have lead in our water that's over the acceptable levels.
Thank you, because that's what I said to Roland, and he said, oh, no, for sure, it's great. But
they sent us the pictures with the water filter in it and said, here you are, and yet we've got lead over the acceptable levels. in our water system, and nobody really talks about it because everybody assumes our water is safe. So definitely look at the lead content in your water.
Does anybody know how who I called to find that out?
Well, here you call your municipal, whoever administers your water. And that should be public information, what your actual analysis is on your water. You may have to do a little digging around to find the right person who'll give it to you, but somebody should give you that information.
Okay, because I Linda, have to find that out. Yeah.
Your water provider, whoever sends you your water bill legally has to supply that information. And Aaron Brockovich has a new book that just came out that is all about this and where to go to get help. It's called, I think it's called something like Stop Waiting for Superman or Superman Isn't Coming. It is about taking into our own hands the remediation of all of the kinds of things that are polluting our environment.
Thank you.
Linda, it's Sage. I have one quick thing. You can also go to your Home Depot or whoever your hardware store, and they have a water test kit that is at least good enough that you could get started and get some readings. We did that when we bought our house.
Thanks. I'll do both.
And it could actually be coming somewhere in between where the municipal starts and where your house pipes start. So, yeah.
Environmental. Yeah, because a lot of our houses have lead pipes in them, depending on the age of the house. And it can be from the connection from your within your house. It can be the house to the street. So there's lots of opportunities. So
the house to the street. I've already checked in the house that they're all, all the best pipes because Roland had that.
And given that water is one of the most important things anyway, as far as consumption, you need to make sure whatever water you're taking in is definitely pure.
Right. Thank you. Okay, so let's take our break, and then Charlotte, can you come back, please, with the and talk to us about the seaweed? God, I can't believe I'm not taking my algae. So let's take a 10-minute break. Let's come back at a 1:15.
Thank you for calling Valvoline Instant Oil Change, where you never need an appointment.